My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
The black man accused of shooting and killing a white woman and injuring six other people at a church in Tennessee last September pleading not guilty to charges filed against him. 26-year-old Emmanuel Sampson charged for walking into the Burnett Chapel Church of Christ in Nashville, opening fire. The victims were all white, but it's not clear if they were shot based on the color of their skin. Closing arguments being held in the trial of the widow of the Pulse nightclub gunman, facing charges for helping Omar Mateen carry out the shooting that killed 49 people and injured dozens more. Mateen shot and killed during the attack. Solomon, the only person facing criminal charges. After closing arguments, a jury is going to decide whether or not she's guilty of helping carry out the attack. Protests continue in Sacramento after a black man was shot and killed by police earlier this month. Stephen Clark shot in his grandma's backyard. Police were called about someone breaking car windows. When they approached him, they said it appeared as though he was reaching for a weapon, and that's when they opened fire. Black Lives Matter and other activist groups leading the protests. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 5 months, and I'm telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life? Are you waiting for a better offer? Well, your wait's over. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can take advantage of the MyPillow 4-pack offer. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, you get 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA.
The whistleblower that revealed that Cambridge Analytica accessed private information from Facebook during the elections now saying that Facebook's listening to you through your smartphone. Christopher Wiley speaking to British lawmakers saying Facebook tries to figure out where you are based on noise around you so they can improve their advertising. He also said his predecessor was murdered in Kenya and police were paid off to not investigate that. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg called to testify about the data breach on Capitol Hill. Israel's leading demographics expert defends some controversial population data. We get details from Chris Barnes.
When Israel's military recently released figures indicating the number of Arabs will soon equal the number of Jews in the Holy Land, the claim sparked outrage from nationalist lawmakers in Israel's parliament. Now a respected demographer from Jerusalem's Hebrew University says the figures are accurate when you factor in the population of the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem, along with the population of Israel proper. Leave the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem out of the equation, and Jews make up about 80% of Israel's population. Advocates of a two-state solution long warning the country risks losing its Jewish majority if a Palestinian state is not established alongside it.
That's Chris Barnes. Apple out with a new iPad to go up against the Chromebook, the new tablet, $299 for students. They're trying to take back some shares from Google, trying to prove that iPads are better than Chromebooks for students. Chromebooks can be had for as low as $150. This is USA Radio News.
And good afternoon, everybody. That's a sort of soft edition of the Modern Design theme song, which happens to be Mighty Love by the Spinners. Well, it's kind of a gray day today, so good thing to talk about colors and things that are bright and wonderful. And our topic today, if you're following me on social media, is all about powder rooms. What is a powder room? Is it an old-fashioned term? Is it something that we're still using today? And how to make them the best that they can be. So let's take a look at our actual weather. I'd be anxious to see for the upcoming holidays, Passover and Easter, what the weather is going to be like and what we're going to do. Okay, currently it says we're at 47 degrees Fahrenheit. This afternoon, 20% chance of isolated showers with a high of 52. Tonight, 20% chance of showers and area fog with a low of 42. On Thursday, 40% chance of showers, area fog, high of 57. Well, almost 60, that's not bad. Thursday night, 50% chance of showers with a low of 49. On Friday, 50% chance of showers again, high of 62. Warm though, right? Friday night, chance of showers 30% with a low of 36. On Saturday, we're going to have a sunny day with a high of 55. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 38. And then on Easter Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 63 degrees. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We meet here each Wednesday live in studio from 2 to 3 p.m. Often we have guests. I am alone today, but lots of stuff to cover. If you follow me on social media, it does start on Sunday with the blog. And if you go to the color, C-O-L-O-R, guru, at blogspot.com, you can subscribe, and then you get each Sunday, you'll get the updated topic and article with pictures on what we're going to talk about. Then I advertise it on my Facebook page, which is Modern Design on Hunter and Chamber Radio. And then we stream the show live each Wednesday. I also follow up. I have a new television show on local cable called Design for the Times. We'll continue that topic. So there are a lot of ways to get the different topics. I also have two wonderful locations, two stores, one here in Hunterdon County in Ringgoes, New Jersey, at 176 Route 202-31 in Ringgoes, New Jersey, and in northern New Jersey near Short Hills Mall at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Furniture, accessories, all sorts of beautiful and unusual things for your home. Working on a lot of bathrooms and kitchens this week, and it was very topical that I would work on powder rooms in particular. Powder rooms are very important because it's the one room in your house that pretty much every person who passes through your house will go into. So you want to make sure it's at its best. It's a small space, and we need to make it neat. We need to make it functional, but we also need to make it beautiful. And I'm going to give you wonderful ideas today on how to make your space as beautiful as it can be. We're going to take some commercial messages, a lot to talk about in today's show, right after this, with more of Modern Design right here on WHCR-DB in Flemington. Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, home stager, and general contractor for the past 21 years, doing everything from simple paint color consultations and painting to full kitchen and bath renovations. Again, I have two locations, one in Ringgoes and one in Maplewood, New Jersey, going all over the tri-state area with renovations for your home. If you ever want to reach Mavenhill Designs for a quote on some of our work, the phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. My topic today happens to be powder rooms. So someone said to me the other day, I was saying in passing, sometimes I use terms on the show or when I'm out there, people say, well, what is that? And I said, powder rooms. And this gentleman said to me, powder rooms? What does that mean? A powder room literally is a bathroom, typically on the first floor, that doesn't have a shower in it. And often in newer homes, the powder room is in the front of the house, which is convenient because if you have anybody coming in, you don't have to let them through the entire house. They can get in and out and do what they have to do and so on. Powder rooms can be located anywhere in the house. A lot of people maybe have it upstairs. Older houses, often it's that way. There's not one on the first floor, depending upon the layout of the house. But typically a powder room is that more formal room in the house that doesn't have a tub or a shower in it. So that lends itself to a bunch of things. One, as I said before we went to the commercial break, pretty much any guest in your house, if they're there more than an hour, are going to use that powder room. So we want to make sure that it looks nice. The door is closed. It's a small space, so people are going to notice things in that space. And we want to make it and tie into the decorations in the rest of the house, but we also want to make it sort of stand out a little bit. So there's a lot of things I do for powder rooms. I'm going to touch upon a lot of different areas to improve that space and make it special. One, I want to start by talking about the floor. In years past, powder rooms always were tile. The floor was tile, tile went up, but the wall sometimes, but the floor would not continue. Even if there was a hardwood floor, there would be a transition, and then it would switch to tile, often very small tile, because the bathrooms, the powder rooms tended to be small rooms. So that was the way for a long time. I would say in the past, I don't know, 15 years or so, people are carrying the wood of a foyer straight through into the powder room. I tend to like that much better. I have that in my own house because it's one sight line, one small space is more open if it's carried through from a bigger space. So visually, if I see the line going out that way, then I realize that that's the powder room is in the distance, but it doesn't break up lines. There's something called color blocking, and that is when you change paint colors or you change flooring, it makes those spaces look smaller because they're separated. But if you keep the sight line the same, it makes them look bigger. So I tend to like that. I still do a lot of powder rooms that are tile because perhaps maybe they've had tile before, and it's a little bit harder sometimes to tie old wood into new wood, although it is possible. So I do a lot of stone and different surfaces in powder rooms. But if I had my druthers, if you have hardwood on your first floor, carry the same floor through. It's continuity and something that I think works very well. If you already have tile and you want to upgrade your tile, maybe your tiles are pastel colors or they're smaller or they're cracked in bad shape, an easy fix. You know, tile is very inexpensive, and I think there's more tile choices now than ever. A lot of them look like stone. I looked at tile the other day that looked like it was travertine. Stone, also these stone surfaces, you know, it's nice to have stone surfaces, but you don't have to anymore because they've created a beautiful tile. All different sizes, too. The trend when you're looking for tile for a powder room or even a regular full bathroom is to do a linear shape, and that is something that is rectangular. And a linear gray or a linear white shape is really, really nice in a powder room space. Also, at the same time, little tiles are still in style. We're going back to sort of the 1920s look, and the basket weave and the hex tile, the one-by-one hex tile for small bathrooms is also very nice. It's clean, it's white, it's beautiful. Sometimes I'll inlay a black tile every here, you know, a single black tile here and there just to break it up, or perhaps we'll do a pattern. Right here across from the studio in our beautiful bathroom that we have here, powder room, we have sort of a decorative border in black on our white hex tile, and it's really very attractive. So the possibilities are endless of what you can do in a powder room, even something as very simple as white hex tile, or maybe a basket weave tile or something very small. I brought a sample of something that you could do to, you know, input a little color if you're going to go with a white floor tile. And I like white bathrooms. So sometimes you want to have a little bit of a pop, and I'll try to see if I can get this. This is a company called American Olean, and these are ceramics, but they're matte finish. I'm working on a job now in Morristown, New Jersey, where we're doing mid-century modern. So when you look at some of these up close, they kind of look like terrazzo. They have sort of a 50s, early 60s look to them. So I'm going to put that on camera, and they're very small. So what we're doing in this case is we're inlaying something that would look very 1950s in here. So we're going to go with this sort of, see if you can see it on camera here, some sort of this blue. We're going to actually use this teal tile that's speckled. We're going to use a lighter blue, and then we're going to use the peacock blue over here and give it a nice, like, 1950s powder room look. You could take a decorative tile like this, go with a white tile, and then just embed some of them into the space to give it sort of a look. Now, this is very taste-specific. There are so many times of tile, I couldn't possibly carry all the boards up a flight of stairs. There's that many. But there's endless possibilities with tile. It's very creative and very inexpensive. I would say, again, hardwood floors first. But then if you're going to do tile, come up with something interesting. Go to Houzz, go to Pinterest, look at powder rooms and see what you can do, something creative. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages. I have tons of things for you to look at today. More on modern design right after these messages.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm Richard Scuderi of Mavenhill Designs in Maplewood and Ringo's, New Jersey. I do something that might be nice if you're going to go into your own renovation of your powder room. For $199, I will come out to your space. I'll pick your paint color, your flooring surfaces, everything you need to do that yourself. Certainly, I have a crew that can do it for you. But sometimes you just want a pair of fresh eyes to get the most updated look for your home. So to reach me for that $199 promotion for Mavenhill Designs, you can call me at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Our topic today, again, is powder rooms. And we talked a little bit about flooring, about carrying the wood floors through if we can do it. If not, if it's not going to be feasible to do, and we're going to do some sort of new tile, get rid of the old tile in the space, and we can use tile now that often looks like stone, all different types, very large. We can use something that's linear, that has a rectangular shape. We can create patterns. We also can use some small tiles to scale with a small powder room. The hex tile is popular in particular right now, white with an inlay, maybe a shape or a border. And I showed you some examples of something I was working on in the mid-century modern using the smaller tiles in a powder room. All right, so I want to go on to talking about sinks in a space. Here's something that's probably counterintuitive that I'm going to tell you, and that is that I do not like pedestal sinks. Having said that, I have a pedestal sink in my powder room, and I have not changed it. I guess that was sort of laziness on my part. They are pretty. They are architectural. The problem is, in a small powder room, there is no room for the things that you would need in a powder room. Sometimes those things are not very delicate to have out. So you wind up putting in a small space, you wind up putting a cabinet on the floor, less floor room, or you put a cabinet behind the commode. Not a lot of space to do that as well, and cumbersome. So for that reason, if you're going to do a renovation in a powder room specifically, I would take the pedestal sink out. I like a vanity in a space. It allows you to have sort of a deck around it to put soaps, decorative towels, things that you need, practical things in a space. Candle, perhaps, what have you, in that space. So I definitely would prefer get rid of the pedestal sink and do an undermount sink and then do a cabinet. Cabinet doesn't have to be very heavy. It could be white painted. It could be simple, but have the storage that you need, especially in a powder room. Another thing you can do in a powder room is, classically, a powder room is a very small room. And a trick I do most of the time in powder rooms, whether it's traditional, transitional, or contemporary, is I like to put a chair rail around a powder room. And the reason I like to do a chair rail in a small space is, when you define a space with a line, solid line going around, it draws your eye to the very edge of that space and it makes a small space seem bigger. So whether you're just painting the top or the bottom, or you're doing different surfaces, maybe wallpaper on top or wallpaper on the bottom, and a different contrasting color, the chair rail helps to make it look bigger and to offset what you're working on. So chair rail is something very inexpensive. I typically paint them out white or super white, and that's a great look. Fan light combo. It's very common not to have enough ventilation in a powder room. There are new vents out that are super quiet. Well, you know what? I shouldn't interrupt that. A lot of the older homes have the light and the fan on the same switch, which is never a good thing. You want your overhead light to be on one switch and you want your fan to be on another switch. Otherwise, it's running, and older ones always have a loudness to it. But the new ones investing, there's a company called Newtone, which has been around forever. They have a new light fan combination, which could be on separate switches, but it just looks like a recessed light. It doesn't look like a fan at all. It looks like you have an overhead recessed light in the space, and it is whisper quiet. Great way to go to have that in your powder room space. Not that we won't have other lights, but having that light, that the fan that looks like a hi-hat, gives you additional light in the space, usually closer to the commode. The next thing I wanted to talk about is the lights above the mirror. In addition to the overhead light we're going to have in the space, we do want to light the mirror. Often women are putting makeup on, or men just want to see how they look, their tie, what have you. You want to put a light over a mirror. And the light should be the size to be just a little bit less than the diameter of the mirror. So let's say we have a 36-inch wide mirror. We want to make sure we're maybe about 24 inches up to 30 inches, just so that we have sort of a balance of how the space is. Sometimes I see people put too many lights. I kind of like two individual lights over over a mirror in a space. And I think that is sufficient. Okay, so framed mirrors, that's another thing that I want to bring up. I would say maybe 20 years ago, were using sheet mirrors all the way across. Then we started to see that sheet mirror having some sort of a frame put onto it. Now there are beautiful and inexpensive framed mirrors out there that we want to use in a powder room. We never want to use a medicine cabinet in a powder room, specifically a bathroom that everybody's going to be in. We don't want our medicines exposed. So if there's a medicine cabinet in a powder room, we want to get rid of it, relocate it, do it somewhere else. That's why vanity could be good. But for the most part, we want a framed mirror in that space with a light above it, not on either side, not sconces. Sconces don't give great light when you're looking in the mirror. We want to do an overhead light, two or three arms on it, and then the light above. Wallpaper in a powder room. Now, I know for a lot of people who have purchased a resale home and had to take down wallpaper, once they were done, they said, never again. And what do I come as a contractor? I say, okay, let's do wallpaper in the powder room. Let me explain myself a little bit. Because that's a small area, powder room is typically a small area with high traffic, often those walls get scuffed, damaged. And also, every person, whether they're 6 or 66, will inevitably wash their hands, and the tips of their fingers will have water go on the sheetrock. And what a sheetrock is, paper. And then you start to get water spots all over your sheetrock. One of the best places to do paper is in a powder room. It's typically a smaller surface, so you don't have to buy a lot of wallpaper, which sometimes can be expensive, but doesn't have to be. And it can be wiped down. So I like wallpaper in powder rooms. one of the most popular styles of paper now, which has come back in, is grass papers. So I have a company that I like, and these are actual, I'm going to show you first, real grass papers. This company that I use has wonderful grass papers, and let's see how that'll come up on camera. You take a look at this one. They're relatively inexpensively priced, but if the camera will read that, maybe we'll go to a darker color. You'll see that they are actual grass papers that are sort of compressed here and very natural looking. And what I like about grass papers is that you still can place artwork on them. They're not so taste specific that over the years, if your tastes change, you certainly could change your accents, but keep the grass paper and not have to take it down. So as you can see, it's very linear, very organic, and terrific for a space. Now, if I were doing a powder room, I probably wouldn't always use, it depends on how heavily it was used. If they had children, young children, I probably wouldn't use a real grass paper. I'd use a vinyl grass paper. Vinyl papers used to be terrible and cheap looking and shiny, but they've gotten so sophisticated that we could do a vinyl grass paper or a vinyl paper in general, and they're matte and they're easy to clean. So I would probably, if you have children, recommend, or heavy use, I'd probably recommend a vinyl for a bathroom. And in a worst case scenario, if you said, oh, I'm not sure about wallpaper, you could put up the chair rail and just do the wallpaper where the water would come. Just go above the chair rail and then do the wallpaper there in a solid color on the bottom that coordinates with it. So wallpaper is a good way to go in a space. It can be very expensive. The vinyls are very inexpensive. You could still put artwork on it. You could do things, but it has a layer of texture that you won't get. A lot of us have bigger homes these days. Paint color, paint color, paint color, paint color, and then nothing else. We don't use faux painting anymore. So what's going to give us a little texture? That's where the wallpaper comes in. So we're not limited specifically to grass paper. There are also other papers I like style-wise for powder rooms. Geometrics are very nice. Bold patterns can be very nice. There's a company in Newark called Tebow that has wonderful papers for powder rooms. A lot of different things that you can do in a space. Also, again, coordinating the paint color with what you do. Maybe you love navy and you have a geometric, a white paper with a geometric navy design, then maybe we do the bottom in navy and coordinate the towels and everything and really make it look sharp. So something else that you can do. Again, when you have a neutral paper like that, something that is just texture, it's a great backdrop for artwork. And you can change out the artwork on that because it's relatively neutral in a space. So that's important for powder rooms. Guest towels. I want to talk a little bit about guest towels because some people don't exactly know what they are. Often people in powder rooms have beautiful towels, but they're a display to add color to a space. And then you'll see a little bit of a rectangular box with paper towels, and most people don't know what to do that. I have that in my powder room, and then I see the decorative towels all squished all over the place, and then no one knows what to do with the paper towels. Guest towels are designed when you're having a party and a lot of people throw, and for sanitary reasons, because then everybody's touching the same towels, that there are towels that are paper, that are very good looking, and they're disposable, and then you put them in the wastebasket. Something that's nice to have when you're having a party is go out to any paper store and get some guest towels, maybe a color that coordinates or color related to the party, and do them as well. Decorative towels are a must in powder rooms. You can create a theme or a color just by, even if everything in the bathroom is neutral. Perhaps you have all white fixtures and you have maybe a grass paper or maybe just light gray on the walls. You can pop that with what you do with your towels. And there are a lot of coordinating color combinations where towels can be the pop for you with bases. So if your walls are gray, black is a good pop color, and then your accessories can be gray and black, which is probably one of the most popular combinations. Navy and orange is a great combination. If you do some towels in navy, some towels in orange, maybe you have maybe navy blue at the top with a white bottom, and you pop it with some orange towels, that could be really nice. Navy and orange are one of my favorite color combinations. People are still, but that combination, try it in a small space and you'll see how nice it is. One of my favorite combinations, which I'm having in my own bathroom now, is I took down my toile wallpaper in my pattern room recently, black and white toile, which I had for such a long time, painted the top Benjamin Moore's gray owl, painted the chair rail super white, Benjamin Moore super white, and then painted the bottom a matte black. So we have black, white, and gray. So in that case, I was looking to add a pop color, and my pop color is one of my favorite colors, is citrus green, a really bright peridot or citrus green. So in order for me to bring that color in, I went out and got some towels that were gray and then some towels that were citrus green, and I layered them. And they really look nice. Not only do I have one on the sink itself, I have a towel ring, and I have some on there, and it brings that pop of color without spending a lot of money into the space. So charcoal gray, dark grays, light grays, and citrus green are a nice combination for powder rooms. Another one that I don't have that I like a lot and I really want to do is yellow and gray. Gray and yellow are a wonderful synergy. Now, yellow had been in for a very long time, and then it kind of went out of fashion, but yellow's back in style again, but not the soft yellow of the early 90s and 2000s, a very bold yellow and accent color. So in that case, I'd probably do the walls in a gray or maybe a gray textured paper and then pop it with a really strong bright yellow, solid, maybe solid dark gray towels, one or two pop yellow towels, and maybe something in the accessories with yellow and gray. Great combination. Navy and citrus, that's a really good combination. Well, maybe we'll have sort of a citrus green on the walls and the navy and a pop of like an apple green and navy blue together. Great color combination and very popular right now. Nautical, coastal, navy and white, very popular for powder rooms. Actually, they're doing a lot of navy and white and then bringing in sort of a matte gold tone in together. That's very in style right now. All shades of blue for powder rooms, sort of a pale powder blue. There's a color I like called November Skies, which is sort of a blue-gray, which is restful and really nice if you're going to do a coastal look in a bathroom. That also pairs well with if you have do sort of a blue-gray now with like a chocolate brown, maybe just one or two brown towels and then do it in blue and brown, a little bit coastal with maybe some shells and some prints. Unbelievably nice and fresh looking. Something to give you some jump off ideas. All right, we're ready to go to our news break. I have tons of more things to show you and great ideas for powder rooms right after our news break. So stay with us on Modern Design.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Russia getting ready to respond after their diplomats forced out of dozens of countries on news that the Kremlin was behind the poisoning deaths of a former spy and his daughter.
As of this morning, over 25 countries all around the world have expelled 150 Russian intelligence officers hiding under diplomatic cover in their countries.
That's White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders at a press conference, London blaming Moscow, and a spokesperson for the Kremlin saying the retaliation will come at the right time, not giving any other details. China confirms the rumors that North Korea's Kim Jong-un visited the country for a meeting with their president. They met for an unofficial visit. Kim saying he's willing to talk with the U.S. and again promised to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Another suspicious package found in D.C., this one at a mail facility. Earlier this week, several other suspicious packages were found in both D.C. and Virginia, sent to military bases. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540. 524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
The black man accused of shooting and killing a white woman and injuring six other people at a church in Tennessee last September pleading not guilty to charges filed against him. 26-year-old Emmanuel Sampson charged for walking into the Burnett Chapel Church of Christ in Nashville, opening fire. The victims were all white, but it's not clear if they were shot based on the color of their skin. Closing arguments being held in the trial of the widow of the Pulse nightclub gunman, facing charges for helping Omar Mateen carry out the shooting that killed 49 people and injured dozens more. Mateen shot and killed during the attack. Solomon, the only person facing criminal charges. After closing arguments, a jury is going to decide whether or not she's guilty of helping carry out the attack. Protests continue in Sacramento after a black man was shot and killed by police earlier this month. Stephen Clark shot in his grandma's backyard. Police were called about someone breaking car windows. When they approached him, they said it appeared as though he was reaching for a weapon, and that's when they opened fire. Black Lives Matter and other activist groups leading the protests. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 5 months, and I'm telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life? Are you waiting for a better offer? Well, your wait's over. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can take advantage of the MyPillow 4-pack offer. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, you get 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA.
The whistleblower that revealed that Cambridge Analytica accessed private information from Facebook during the elections now saying that Facebook's listening to you through your smartphone. Christopher Wiley speaking to British lawmakers saying Facebook tries to figure out where you are based on noise around you so they can improve their advertising. He also said his predecessor was murdered in Kenya and police were paid off to not investigate that. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg called to testify about the data breach on Capitol Hill. Israel's leading demographics expert defends some controversial population data. We get details from Chris Barnes.
When Israel's military recently released figures indicating the number of Arabs will soon equal the number of Jews in the Holy Land, the claim sparked outrage from nationalist lawmakers in Israel's parliament. Now a respected demographer from Jerusalem's Hebrew University says the figures are accurate when you factor in the population of the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem, along with the population of Israel proper. Leave the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem out of the equation, and Jews make up about 80% of Israel's population. Advocates of a two-state solution long warning the country risks losing its Jewish majority if a Palestinian state is not established alongside it.
That's Chris Barnes. Apple out with the new iPad to go up against the Chromebook, the new tablet, $299 for students. They're trying to take back some shares from Google, trying to prove that iPads are better than Chromebooks for students. Chromebooks can be had for as low as $150. This is USA Radio News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm a home stager, designer, and contractor. My company is Maven Hill Designs in Ringo's and in Maplewood, New Jersey, but we serve the entire tri-state area. Everything from simple color consultations to kitchens and bathrooms. Our topic today is just that, bathrooms and powder rooms in particular. But I guess the tips I want to give you today also apply to a full bathroom with a shower. We talked about tile. We talked about hardwood. We talked about not necessarily using pedestal sinks. We talked a little bit about using wallpaper or the return of wallpaper. You know, I say this on Modern Design all the time. Wallpaper used to be very in the 80s, 70s and 80s. Wallpaper was very in. Then the 90s came and people sort of went out. The phase of wallpaper went out. People were doing faux painting, and that kind of happened the late 80s and 90s and so on. That seemed to have phased out, and wallpaper is back in, but not in the same way. We're not seeing as much wallpaper. We're seeing it in very small spaces, maybe a headboard wall. I'm seeing a lot of headboard walls because we're going more towards upholstered headboards, which are neutral. So we're just seeing one wall of it there, and I'm seeing it a lot in powder rooms. Maybe one wall in a dining room against a sideboard that's brightly colored. So it's not as it was in the 80s and the early 80s, 70s and 80s, where you wallpapered the kitchen, the hallway, all the spaces in the house. They're just doing it selectively. And the papers themselves tend to be more neutrals, geometrics, grass papers, things that just have a little bit of a texture and add another element to the space. So I want to go to the next topic about in a powder room, and that is to rug or not rug a powder room. That is, put an area rug. We would never want wall-to-wall carpeting in a powder room. But I think rug, yes. And one is for the fact that if you're going to have a small space where people are coming in and out, they're not necessarily familiar, there's a safety issue there because there could be water on the floor, there could be soap on the floor, and having a rug in front of that sink is a great idea. Also, if you have a wood floor, It protects it a little bit to have that extra layer of doing a rug. The third reason to add a rug is to add color. Now, as I've been telling you, homes have become more and more and more neutral. And I brought out Benjamin Moore's OC colors, and they're basically very popular right now, and they're off-whites. And people are requesting more and more for me to use this palette. So I'll show you, if you can see here, it's number 7 on the preview, the color preview chart, and that's the off-white colors. So people are often asking me to pick very, very light colors in their spaces. So in a powder room, let's say a color like this, which I do often, a color like this in a powder room, let's say we do OC, Benjamin Moore's OC 46, which is called Halo, which is a very, very light gray. Or maybe, let's see, HC 47, so you can see better. It's called Ashwood. So if you take a look at Ashwood, Ashwood is sort of a very pale, light brown gray neutral. And when people are updating, they seem more and more to be using these colors. So what you notice is on screen that this is probably not much of a color. But then if I take white, a very bright white against it, as I'll do here, maybe I could do it just in a small way, take a little bit of a bright white against it. Now what you'll notice is there's significantly, I don't know if you can see this, there's significantly more color. Actually, there's no more color, but it looks like it. And that's why I like to do chair rails in small spaces, because it gives a visually the eye around as it's bigger, but it also shows more defined light colors. It gives them more definition. So another reason to, if you're going with lighter colors, to add the chair rail. That's another thing I say on Modern Design all the time, with the new lighter colors, go with a super white. Now, there's a super white also in Sherwin-Williams. Ask for the brightest white. It will work better with the lighter paint colors. So if you're going to paint a bathroom, there used to be a myth that you had to use eggshell paint. Well, I absolutely hate eggshell paint in a bathroom. It really shows off all the inconsistencies in a home. And whether your home is 5 years old or 500 years old, there will always be settling and inconsistencies. They've done a great job in the last 20 years of making formulas that have a matte finish but work well in bathrooms and can be wiped down. So if you're going to do paint in a powder room, then I would definitely go with a quality product with Benjamin Moore, Sherwin-Williams, but in a matte finish. It'll make it look richer and something to work well with. So my next thing on the list is we talked about grass paper, we talked about rugs, it's window treatments. And a window treatment is a terrific way to add color, especially if we're making the bathroom a little bit more neutral. And, you know, off-the-rack valances are terrific. We never want to put drapes or anything that hangs long in a bathroom because, you know, God knows where those long drapes will end up with surfaces with water. So we want to make our window treatment in bathroom. And it's two-part, but we want to just maybe do something above the framework of the window because we want to draw your eye up when you're in a space, and specifically if it's only an 8-foot ceiling, that will do it. There's two issues with window treatments in a powder room. One, of course, is a privacy issue. So I usually like to, if I can, and we have a window in a bathroom, I like to do an under treatment that's an inside mount, in fact that it extends within the framework of the window. And I usually like it to be the same color as the window. So if we have the trim paint out in a white or a super white, I'd like to get a blind, maybe a 2-inch faux wood blind that fits within that space so it's flush and level. That's a crisp, nice way to do it. We don't want to have a colored under treatment because it'll look terrible from the outside. So if you have the white trim around it, window trim, and you have an inside mount blind, that's a wonderful thing to do. You can do a roller shade. You can do a solar shade. There are a lot of different options for an under treatment, but there's always an issue of privacy with a powder room. I think, to me, a blind, a 2-inch wood or faux wood blind or a plantation shutter work the best, because you can maneuver the louvers to keep light in the space but to have privacy. So that's a nice under treatment for a space. Then we talk about a top treatment, a valance, a cornice, or something just above the framework of the window to draw your eye up and to bring some color to a space. So there are a lot of inexpensive options, but I opted to bring a book. And I thought about something different. I had a different book in my car yesterday, because on the show we talk so much about trending colors and lots of grays and greiges and neutral tones. But I was at the Benjamin Moore paint store in northern New Jersey yesterday having a gray color mixed. And when I was there, I noticed there was a poster. And on the poster it said, Benjamin Moore's Color of the Year 2018, Caliente, which is a bright sort of reddish, brownish red color. And I thought to myself, wow, I haven't used red in a really, really long time. And I thought to myself, would I paint a room red in 2018? No, probably not. But red and different shades of red, whether it be sort of a brown red, a paprika, are good pop colors when you're working with gray. It's another pop color, just like citrus green or black or turquoise or, you know, teal or navy. Reds and grays have a nice natural synergy. So I purposefully looked at my fabric books, and I brought out this is a Robert Allen book. And I took a look at something that would be very current, like different geometrics, and I thought, wouldn't it be nice to make a little bit of a valance in a powder room? Not a privacy, not something that was very stationary, but to give it some style. So maybe we have a powder room that's painted gray, or maybe we have a little bit of a texture. Maybe we have a vinyl that has a little bit of texture on top, and then the white trim, and then maybe a neutral gray on the bottom. Wouldn't it be nice if we did something like this in the space that has some sort of an interesting print to it? Still a lot of texture, but brought in a pop of color. We could tie that into the space. So I took a look at some of my reds, because I haven't talked about red in a very long time. Here's sort of a herringbone, which we could sort of do a nice border on in the space. But to give some geometry, to give some style to a space, some of these maybe you won't be able to. Here's sort of a geometric kind of a modern, if you have a contemporary house, with shades of reds, and would pair nicely with grays as well. So there are a lot of opportunities to add color. We don't have to have neutral on top of each other, that we can bring some pops. And don't forget about red as a pop color, not necessarily as the primary color for paint, but as a strong pop color. Make your house stand out a little bit. So that's another thing, is window treatments in a space. It's a softening. It's something else that you can bring to the table. We're going to go to one more set of commercial messages. I still have a lot to show you. We're going to talk about other things you can do to finish your powder room off and make it as good as it can be. So we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design right after these commercial messages.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi of Maven Hill Interior Designs, and Ringo's at in Maplewood, New Jersey, doing renovations, kitchens and baths specifically these past couple of years. If you look to Design New Jersey magazine this month, either online or in the newsstands, the February-March issue is featuring kitchen designers, and I have the privilege of being one of the ones that they thought did an outstanding job. I took a 1980s contemporary home in Tewksbury Township, New Jersey, and changed all the spaces from outside in, but the big crescendo is the kitchen, which we gutted to the studs and redid in the bathroom. So kitchens and baths really sell houses. It's important that we do them and that we do them well. So neutral is often good with pops that we can personalize and then sort of take away when we go to sell that home. So something to keep in mind. Again, our topic today happens specifically to be powder rooms and things you can do to make these small spaces as good as they can be, practical, good for resale, but also a little bit special because a lot of people go through that space. All right, so before we went to commercial message, we were talking about some things that you could do. We talked about window treatments. We talked about, if you can, to have a window or windows be an inside mount treatment that is within the window frame, and then some sort of a top treatment to bring some color into the space. You also can, besides the fabrics I showed, which you can make a simple cornice, a rummage shade, something that's stationary but decorative, you can buy them. I see so many good window treatments now, great fabrics, in all price ranges, things that are inexpensive in the home improvement stores to beautiful ones. If you go to Calico Corners up in northern New Jersey, beautiful pre-done window treatments, accessories that coordinate, but beautiful patterns that sort of are a jumping board when you have a neutral powder room just to bring a lot of style to that space. So we talked a little bit about guest towels, how it's nice when you have a party to not everybody use that same towel, to use paper guest towels, and they can be quite stylish. I have ones that are monogrammed in white and black, really something nice to do when you have a party. Waste paper baskets. Sounds sort of inane, right? But waste paper baskets can be really beautiful. For many years, I had a waste paper basket that was a sort of a matte gold, and it had a black fleur-de-lis. And as I transitioned the house a little bit to be more transitional, I found a really cool waste paper basket that was just a thin wire, a black thin wire with a great edge to it. Very simple, but kind of against the gray, the black looks really nice. And then just changing it out. Something is changing out a waste paper basket, not expensive, but really makes a difference, especially where it is next to the sink. It's one of the first things you say, but it was a good looking one. So something that can change the look of a home. We talked about rugs in the bathroom. Here's something that's pretty important, and there's a lot of different ways to do it. When someone comes to your house for the first time, often after a trip, they need to use the restroom right away. You should have something on the outside of your powder room door that denotes it's a powder room. For a long time for me, that was just a simple tassel. And you would know that that was special, the door with the tassel. And whatever that may be for you, something that makes that door slightly stand out a little bit, that's the powder room door. It could be anything. It could be a door stopper. It could be something that just makes that stand out. Typically, most people have their powder room doors closed. So it's important that we have something that denotes that that's the powder room, especially if you have a couple of people coming through. Maybe you're putting coats away. You want to have not have to drag everybody to the powder room, but to show them where it is for sure. Let's talk about things like towel bars and sort of the jewels hardware in a powder room. You know, gold finishes were so popular, and then when gold was out, boy, that shiny brass gold was really out. Then we kind of went to, I don't know, oil rub bronze for a short period of time was in the browns, and then in later years to a nickel. Now it seems that anything goes. In fact, gold is actually back, but it's not the same shiny brass as it was. It's sort of a matte, very dark, rich gold. But also I noticed mixed metals in, where they're using maybe nickel and gold, or maybe an iron with a little bit of nickel, or perhaps chrome. Chrome's really back in. And what's nice about chrome is it could be very traditional or it could be very contemporary. But mixed metals are in and kind of really in style if you're looking to change maybe your towel ring or your toilet paper holder or any of those things. It can bring some style to the space. Now comes the next idea of, do we want a freestanding in a powder room, a freestanding TP holder, or do we want one that's built into the wall? You know, in powder rooms, I kind of like the look of the freestanding one. They can be very pretty. They can bring a little bit of architecture to an otherwise kind of dull space. So I like the freestanding ones, not for an upstairs bathrooms that are functional, but for just the powder room. But any one will do. And you want your towel ring or bar and your hardware in that bathroom to sort of all coordinate. Also, let's talk about the sink itself and the hardware on the sink. So I would suggest if you're having a powder room, we want to do a vanity. And vanities are terrific today. You can have them look like they're two doors on the outside, but then you open up and you can have drawers. You can have any combination that works well for you with the look of a vanity. You can have them wall-mounted. You could have them floor-mounted. That could be done that there's a little bit of space underneath, or it can go straight to the floor. There can be a toe kick. You can do all sorts of beautiful decorative hardware. The other day I did hardware in someone's powder room, and we did glass knobs, which were very pretty looking. We had a painted color vanity, and we had the glass knobs, and it was just terrific. But I like to do these days, I like to do a vanity that has some quartz around it. Granted, it's okay too, but these days I'm using quartz. Often it will be a white or a white with a gray veining. And then we want to have an undermount sink. That is where the sink is not on top, but it's underneath so the water falls off into it. I still use oval sinks once in a while, but I tend to like rectangular sinks now. Just a little bit more of an interesting shape. Now, not so rectangle that the corners come together and things get caught in it. They have slightly a rounded edge, but a rectangular white china undermount sink in a powder room is terrific, with a wonderful piece of quartz above it, and then a beautiful cabinet. These days they're often painted, they're black, they're gray, maybe they're a slight accent color. Is nice in a space. And then we want to make whatever hardware that we're using, the faucet and handles, to coordinate. Still a lot these days, a lot of brushed nickel, black. I'm starting to see more and more of a matte black finish, and a return to gold for those who are adventurous enough, a return to a very rich matte gold. The faucets are kind of like jewelry for the powder room. So spend some time thinking about what you would like to do in a space because it does show, especially in a small room like that. And then finally, I will leave you with a tip because we're at the end of our hour. Powder rooms are just an expression of a whole home. So what you do in the powder room should work well. It should be an accent, but should work well with what else you have going on in the home. Beautiful artwork, some special colors, but have it flow with the rest of the house, and that's going to give you probably the best bang for your buck. Keep the expensive surfaces relatively neutral, and then put the color in the accessories. That's the way they're going these days, and I'll get you what you need to. If you ever go to sell that house, it won't be too personalized. Well, we've come to another segment of The End of Modern Design. I enjoy doing the show and getting a little bit more comfortable with the camera. We have a lot of guests coming up this month, a lot of new projects with spring here. We're going to bring back Rutgers Landscape, and they're going to talk about finally getting your beds ready for spring and cleanup and all those great things. A lot of shows dedicated to the spring now, starting to power wash things we're going to do with our deck outside. all sorts of shows, spring-based, in the next couple of weeks. Happy Easter and Passover, everybody, and I look forward to next week when we have another live edition of Modern Design. Thanks, everybody, and have a great holiday week. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Jury deliberations begin in the Pulse nightclub trial in Orlando, where Omar Mateen's widow faces charges of helping the self-described ISIS supporter carry out a shooting in a nightclub that killed 49 people. Prosecutors revealing during closing arguments that the original target was a Disney Entertainment Center. China confirms the rumors that North Korean's leader Kim Jong-un visited the country for a meeting with their president, meeting for an unofficial visit. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying at a press conference,
"We feel like things are moving in the right direction, and that the meeting yesterday was a good indication that the maximum pressure campaign has been working."
Kim saying he's willing to talk with the U.S. and again promised to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. On Capitol Hill, justices hear arguments today about redrawing congressional maps, cases from Maryland and Wisconsin both being heard, which could reshape how both parties draw maps after the next census. This is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747.